Welcome into the Live Rewind podcast, where players and coaches join DP in the garage to talk about a memorable game from their career. They sit down to watch the highlights from Channel 1450 and talk about the game. In this episode, Luke Lanen talks about Glenwood's 2019 quarterfinal game against Providence Catholic. This podcast is brought to you by Country Financial. They are a big supporter of Channel 1450 and the Live Rewind podcast. They do so much for the community, especially during this time. For college scholarships for local students, to donations to COVID-19 response funds, if you are looking for insurance, whether it's for your car, home, or life insurance, make sure you check out Country Financial.
This is a live rewind of the quarterfinal game against Providence, and I'm Luke Lanen.
Perfect. So let's set this up first. A quarterfinal, Glenwood in the quarterfinal, so you guys got to drive 3 hours to get up there. What's the mood like for that day leading up to the game?
Everybody was excited for it. I know it was a long trip. People don't really like long trips, especially 3 hours on a bus. I know it's hard, but we got the charter buses. Guys were excited because we actually had some room. We were all crammed in one of those school buses. But yeah, we were ready to play right off the beginning, and we were just ready to have fun because I know the past few years, the guys in my class, we haven't gotten to the quarterfinals, and it was important to us to get a good win here.
Scouting report, what do you guys kind of plan going into this game, knowing what they bring?
We knew they were a good team. Like, they like to run the ball more. They weren't as fast as we were. We were going to use our speed to our advantage, like on kickoffs and stuff. We just knew we were faster than them in all aspects. And their linemen were big, but they were slow. So we knew we were going to be able to do a pretty good job against them.
Injury report for you guys heading into this game. What was it?
So Narkel was like iffy, and he was playing, but he wasn't the normal Narkel, like doing what he normally does, but he was there. And then Jason was recovering. He was able to play a little bit, and then later in the game, I think like third quarter, he had to sit out a little bit because his ankle was starting to bother him more and more. So it was like 50-50 with those guys most of the time.
Does that put more pressure on you, or do you just kind of know that going into the week? I mean, you just kind of prepare for it and know.
Yeah, I was just able to prepare for it through practice. Just know I'd have to get the ball a lot more. And I just knew with my line and my receivers and my defense that we'd be fine without them. Even though it'd be great to have them, we'd still be okay without them.
Class 6A playoffs round 3 has undefeated and the number one team in 6A, Chatham Glenwood, traveling up north to face Chicago Catholic League power and 10-time state champion New Lenox Providence. A tough matchup for Glenwood and a long road trip up, but way to get off the bus and going. It's Luke Lanen on the opening kickoff, finding the open gap and going 92 yards. This is the opening kickoff, 12 seconds into the game, and Glenwood has the lead.
Right here is probably one of my most favorite moments of my entire high school career. Because all practice, I'd finally got to be on kickoff return with Jason and Narkel being down, which you don't want to hope for them to be down, but it kind of helped me out. I got to get back there. But we knew all practice, we're they're slow, and we were going to attack this one side of their kickoff. And we ran it perfectly how we drew it up in practice. We had this one lane I was running through, and in the game, that exact same lane opened up, and it was just right to me, and I just hit the hole, and we were gone. And then also, one of my favorite parts is when I'm running down, you can see Tyler Estes throwing his arms up like this, and everybody's cheering, and it was just a really fun time.
How nervous was the offensive coaching staff that you were on kick return?
Yeah, I know they didn't like it at all, because I know sophomore, junior, I'd even asked, hey, can I get back there? But you don't want to put your quarterback back there, because if they get hurt, then that's not a good situation for the team. But I'd say they were pretty nervous with it, but then after the touchdown, I think they felt a lot better after that.
So you see the ball coming to you. You know you're not just going to kneel down. So immediately your head's just man, this is it. This is the perfect moment. Let's do this.
Yeah, I just ran for it. I see it was the Red Sea was parting. I was right there and everything was going like this. And then I just put one move on the kicker. I knew he wasn't going to be able to tackle me because I think all he does is kick at practice. But I ran right at him and then ran past him and then scored, and it was pretty fun.
Energy-wise, the home team in a quarterfinal, they're excited. You guys had to travel all the way up there. What was the atmosphere like the minute you scored that touchdown? I mean, did that all the air just come out of the stadium kind of?
Oh yeah, like I remember I've watched on Huddle, we have like the wide view. I've watched that and everybody's quiet, and then like coaches and players on their side, they're just like this and like head down, because that would be terrible. First play of the game, the opposing team runs it back on your home turf. So, but I know our side, the field was going insane, so it was pretty cool.
It would miss the extra point, but the Titans would enjoy a 6-0 lead over Providence to start the game. Right off the bat, Layden and the Titans looking to get things going and continue the momentum, but right at the late part of the first quarter, Providence gets a break on a muffed punt by a Providence Glenwood muff.
Right here, I want to take the blame for this on Tyler Estes, because the possession before, I had dropped the punt and Tyler came in and saved me. But then when he gets the punt, I'm just standing there. I'm just like watching him like this. And then I just let the other team get it. So I felt kind of bad after that because he saved my butt and then I didn't save him. So Tyler, I apologize.
And Providence recovers at the 20-yard line looking to take the lead. But Glenwood's defense would stiffen up. It's Eli Vogler, the big sack, forcing Lennox Providence to half.
I just love how Eli here just tossing the dude around. He was like that all year and all game. He was all over the place. I remember watching film the next day, and he's just getting right through the line and chasing everybody down. It was just so cool to watch him run around like that and just bully kids. So he did a great job with the rest of the defense that entire game.
Is it possible that he was underrated last year for how good he was?
I would say, very underrated. You don't really... Because I know junior, he didn't even really play defense at all, and his brother kind of stole the spotlight on defense and Burris there. And then Eli this year really showed out. He was very impressive, and I'm just really proud of how he stepped up his game and really took over the defense this year.
Momentum-wise, what does a play like that do for you? I mean, compared to like a three-pointer basketball or a dunk in basketball or like a home run, like what would you kind of compare that to?
I don't really know what to compare it to. I just know that seeing him get a big sack like that, you can just take a deep breath and relax. You're like, oh, we've got this. Our defense is making plays, and I just have to do what we do on offense.
To settle for a field goal. The field goal would cut the Titans' lead to 6-3, but the Titans avoided a big bullet early on. First play of the second quarter, and just like the first play in the first quarter, Luke Layden with the big play. 61 yards. Great block by Jason Hansborough, and frees Layden on the edge.
On this play, I mean, it seemed like we loved scoring like at the beginning of quarters, because that was the first play of the second quarter too. And I kind of would have called Jason out. Good block, but he kind of got laid out by that kid. So I think that was pretty funny that he got decked by him.
So offensively, this is the first time you guys scored technically on offense. What was kind of talked about, or what did you guys kind of adjust to make sure that this happened to start the second quarter?
Yeah, because we had that slow first quarter scoring. We just were going to attack them downfield more because we knew their secondary wasn't as good, and we got speed receivers out there and good guys to throw to, so we were going to space them out, and it just so happened that there was a running lane for me, so I just took it.
To go 61 yards for the touchdown, first play of the second quarter, and that gets Glenwood's lead to extend to 13-3. Great block again.
I also, right here, you can see Joey Fry run up to me, give me a high five. Really great kid, does that after every touchdown I have, and we've been playing together since like fourth grade, so it's just really great to have him, the first guy always coming up and give me a double high five, and it just makes me feel really good about myself after I score.
Hansborough to free up Layden and keep the Glenwood big play offense going for Coach Hay and the Titans, but New Lenox Providence would get a touchdown back late in the second quarter to cut the lead to 13-10. Layden again would be counted on to stop the New Lenox Providence momentum, and that's exactly what he would do. Flushed out of the pocket. Hey, that's a great sight for Layden to see. Green grass and no one in between him and the end zone. 22 yards for the touchdown. Glenwood would extend the lead on New Lenox Providence to 20-10. Providence Catholic looking to try to stop the momentum of Glenwood right before halftime, but it just gets worse. And then
right here on this play, huge play, really momentum changer, because it was, I think, 27 or 20-6, whatever it was. We're about to go into halftime. They're starting their drive, and Tyler Burris comes out of nowhere and like basically toe drags on the sideline. And I thought I was right behind him, so I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna get a pick here." And I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna take it to the house." But then he just comes in and snags it. But in all honesty, I think I probably would have got hit by somebody right after I caught it. So it was a nice play by Tyler.
Interception by Tyler Burris into Lenox Providence territory with just under a minute to go before half. And a couple plays later, Lanen looks like he's in trouble. Contained, has to throw up the Hail Mary. Look who's there, Narkel LaFleur, 37.
On that play, I kind of got in a little bit of trouble afterwards when we were going to the locker room because they got mad that I threw up a Hail Mary in the end of the half because it wasn't like fourth quarter and we're losing and we need it. But in my defense, I rolled out and I looked. When I stopped, I looked and I saw Ian running on the post. I was like, oh, I got him. So I threw it and then Narkel just out of nowhere just comes from the left side and catches that ball. And I don't even think he ran the right route, but that's just something about Narkel, he just wants to help the team so badly that he just ran to the end zone and got the ball. So that was really impressive by him.
I mean, yeah, you're supposed to get in trouble for that, but now you guys score again right at the end of the half to just make that momentum even stronger and give you guys more confidence.
Yeah, it was a really big momentum change for us getting that touchdown right before half.
It's right there to make the big catch. And the Lanen to LaFleur connection helps Glenwood to extend the lead at halftime to 27-10. Glenwood showing a lot of composure after a three-hour trip up north and thwarting every new Lenox Providence comeback attempt in the first and second half. Luke Lanen would get a 97-yard touchdown run in the second half, and the defense would stiffen in the second half, making the Celtics offense implode. Deep pass trying to go downfield, and no way, it's Tyler Estes right there.
I mean, for me, the entire year, my job has been super easy on offense because I have a defense like this out here making plays. I mean, Tyler Estes looked like he had like a 60-inch vertical right there and just took that one out of the air. I don't know what their quarterback was thinking throwing to like triple coverage, but I mean, that's just how good our defense is. We're always on guys, and Tyler's just a great safety, and he knows what play is coming before they even run the play. But he's just a really good athlete and really smart and did a great job this year.
Stop that, but the interception for the Titans. Titans defense was just locked and loaded against the powerful Celtics offense. Flushed out of the pocket, New Lenox Providence quarterback trying to find the end zone. Instead, he finds Eli Vogler, table for two at the
Again, here's Eli making the plays like he always does. And on this play, I remember I was at corner on that side and I saw the quarterback running at me, so I left my guy and ran at him. So I'm really glad Eli made that play because they would have had an easy touchdown.
Yard line sacked for a loss. Big play by the Titans defense all day, and then to cap it off, another forced fumble. It's deep inside the Titans red zone, but that's when the Titans would just stiffen up. Mitch Hutmacher recovering the fumble for the Titans. And it was the Titans proving some skeptics wrong that they could handle a three-hour trip and battle a Chicago Catholic League power. Final play of the game, it's LaFleur looking nifty on his feet, going 47 yards into the end zone for a touchdown to put the ice.
I know normally you're not supposed to score on a team when you're up by that much and it's the fourth quarter. I think there's like 4 seconds left on the clock. And I know that he was mad because he hadn't got a running touchdown, and I just know he wants to help the team so bad, and that he didn't get a rushing touchdown, that just made him extremely mad. So he was like, "I'm taking this one to the house." When I was like, "Okay," and I just gave it to him, and just ran his way through the whole entire defense, bullied some kids on his way to the end zone. It was really impressive.
I mean, when you travel that far, you might as well take advantage of a game clock, right?
Yeah, might as well get your money's worth of that.
So you guys win that quarterfinal. What's the rest of the day like for you guys after that?
The bus on the way home was super fun, just getting to hang out with the guys. They got some Domino's pizza for us. We each got like our own pizza on the way home, so that was really nice. Tasted real good after a victory. But getting to be on the bus with the guys and just enjoying each other after win is one of the best things in sports.
Looking back on that now, knowing, I mean, what happened to the spring, what could happen to the fall, does it make you treasure those moments even more?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm very grateful for the season we got to have, because if COVID would have came in a year early and taken this away from us, that would have been really heartbreaking, because look what we got to do. We got to go to the semifinals for the first time in a long time, and just enjoying these games with my friends wouldn't have got to happen. I really would have missed out on a lot.
Injuries aside, how well do you think you guys played in this game compared to the rest of the season?
I think we played really well. You could really see it in our defense. Our defense was making plays, making stops all the time. I think the offense, we were kind of slow. I mean, we had big plays, but we never had like a good solid drive. So the offense was okay. They were not the best that we've ever played, but the defense did an amazing job like they do every game.
Let's kind of update you now. After the football season, you play basketball. You don't get to play in that sectional championship. Then you have to go through baseball where you're sitting waiting. Last year, I think it was about this time or maybe a few weeks earlier, we talked to you and you were so busy because you were three sports throughout the summer. What's it like to totally flip that switch and have nothing now?
Oh, it is extremely weird. You have to actually find things to do now because I don't have a schedule that I'm on. So I just wake up in the morning, work out, and then I have the rest of the day to myself to hang out with friends. And so I've been playing spike ball, pickleball, volleyball, just doing things I never got to do because I'm not as busy.
And so now plans for the fall, where are you going and what's your kind of plan for what's next?
I'm going to North Central College up in Naperville. We will be practicing throughout the fall, but no games. So I hope I just get to really bond with my teammates and really build that chemistry. So hopefully either in the spring or in the fall when we do get to play games that I will be able to have that starting job.
Is there any sort of positive that you can take out of not having football right away?
A big positive out of this is that I kind of get a redshirt year without technically being a redshirt. I get to just practice with the team and really learn the offense and see where I fit in, and hopefully I do fit in pretty well, but I just get to see how I perform at North Central.
And what can we expect from Glenwood football in the spring when they play again without you this time?
You'll expect a lot of new guys, a lot of new names be reading off, but a really strong football team, because I know they're really working out right now, really getting bigger and stronger, and they'll be a tough team to play this year.
That was Luke Lanin for Live Rewind. Thanks for listening.